Welcome back to another week here of the Los Ponies Podcast. It was a fun week last week, but it's going to be an even more fun week this week because we got a four-way duo on the podcast. Got two guests joining us for this week. But before we introduce them, let's try to rewind the tape. And Curtis, that's right, swept with the locks last week.
That's right. I had kissed by an eagle.
Yes.
Got that home.
And roses for all for me.
How you do it?
Right,
a couple of singles for people out there. That's to play it. And key in on.
I had a good week. Hit the pick six, made a little profit. Could have made a lot more money if few photos went my way.
We got winners all around the table except me.
Yes,
that road bodacious eagle.
Oh yes. But. So let's introduce our guest to my left, Quarter GG George Duarte. How you doing?
Good and you?
Good, good. And in front of me, we got Mr. Losal. Do you want to keep it as Mr. Losal? Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'll just keep it as.
Okay, so we'll keep it.
So we won't waste any time.
So mysterious. We'll keep it as Mr. Losal in front of me, and to my right, of course, Curtis here tonight. But we'll go around the hook and recap the Losal Championship. What was your main takeaway from that big race?
That it makes the champions that much more wide open. I feel that you can give excuses to the inside two horses saying that there was a outside bias.
So. Yeah.
It's going to make a hard journey for He's a Dash of Fire, since now he's going to have to go through Z Wayne Griffin in order to get into the Chamber Champion.
It came down to a duel between He Looks Hot on the outside. The big long shot for Monty, what was the name?
Katie's
Easy Moves, yeah. 30-1, looked like a winner midway. So that I kind of thought that horse was gone down the middle part of the track. But you picked Bodacious, Curtis, yeah. George as well. I sadly did not include in my pick six because I was already 40.
Were you scared just a little?
I was. I even texted George. I was like, I'm like, so my, you know, He's Such a Fire didn't run all that bad. I think he's going to improve next time out. Mr. Losal, who did you like in that race?
I actually liked He Looks Hot.
Yeah.
I was telling the guys that it's Vinny's world and we're just
yeah.
He's been winning everything and he proved that he had the best horse that night. And qualify for a champion of champions.
That
makes it that much better because we're going to get nice prices from the champion of champions.
And I don't think the champion of champions is going to be as good as what we saw, as good of a feel now that we saw in the championship. But the good thing about that now is that we might have, I want to say, four or five horses coming back in the Z-Wayne from the championship. So that's going to be a good Z-Wayne Griffin trials. So that's going to be fun to watch in. What, 3 weeks? No, November 18th, I think, is the C-Wing.
Yeah.
The Sunday. Yeah. So we're about a month away. So we'll keep our eyes on that. But let's focus on the task at hand. We'll start with Saturday's card. We're looking at four trials for the Super Derby. And we'll go left to right. We'll go George, Mr. Losal, Curtis, and myself. We'll kick it off with the first trial of the night. That's race number six. Field of nine. Jessica Cartel is going to be 3-5. Is there any way we can beat that horse, George?
I don't see it, especially with the outside post. Like, the one thing you can get him with is his breaking ability, but with the outside post, I can't see how he will not break it, especially with Eyes of Favorite, who's not the fastest out. It should be clear.
Yeah, Jessica Cartel looks to be the horse to beat on the outside with this clear path. Mr. Losal, who'd you like there?
Yeah, Jessica Cartel. He's in peak form.
Yeah.
Arguably the best three-year-old right now, so I'm not going to go against him.
No, this could be his main his main place to shine. Jay Fire Up is going to be along the rail. We know she likes the rail, Curtis. Is she a big enough threat for the upset?
I don't think so. I don't think she's as sharp as she was last year. You know, she hasn't been able to put up the same kind of races that she had been running as a two-year-old. Does, you know, draw back along the inside, but she wants some big races from there, but I don't think anyone can touch the nine.
Yeah, me too. We all agree here. Jessica Fields a horse to beat, but I'll go 9-1-4 in that order. Do you like J-Fire for a second, George?
Yeah, I have 9-1-8.
9-1-8. That's going to be Eyes of Favorite, who was bumped last time I finished ninth in that J-Fire effort. So 9-1-8 for George. Mr. Losal, who'd you like there?
9-1-8.
9-1-8. Do you agree, Curtis?
I'm going 9-1-5. I'm going with Just My Kiss, who won the Winter Derby earlier this year. It hasn't been running as sharp as, you know, been running against all these horses. So maybe gets out a little bit better. Hopefully can show that late kick, and I just like that one out of the rest of the field.
It feels so long ago, right? We're talking about the Winter Derby. And that's back in February. But yeah, this horse won the Winter Derby at 24-1 with Caesar aboard. Hopefully we get to see Caesar back in the near future. I think he tweeted out he was hoping to get cleared this week. So hopefully next week we'll see him in the entry. So recap, I'll go 9-1-4 in the first trial. Second trial, field of 8. KB and Corona on the outside, 6-5. Returns back to LaSalle. Do you like KB and Corona, George?
Yeah, I was debating with was it Matilda Check?
Yeah.
In that race. But I think he's back where he wants to be. I think the mount was a little thing took a lot out of him, especially after that big effort the first time, and then he looked like he regressed after that. So hopefully he's back home. His work was okay, I thought.
Yeah.
So I think he's well, if it's now or never, I think if he can't win this one, then
yeah, he's gonna have a tough cliff to a hill to climb if he can't win this one. But I do agree. Matilda Check is going to be the main threat. So who'd you like for your top three there?
I have KBN, then it's Matilda, and
where did I go?
Ray Donovan.
Oh, Ray Donovan. Yeah, Ray Donovan.
No, that's A3.
Oh, hold on. Did they call me Cole? Could be Cole. A political lady who was sharp. I mean, she began the year on a terrific roll. So, looks like those three on paper and for me as well. Mr. LaSalle, who'd you like in race 7?
I'm going with Matilda Check on top.
Yeah.
She was impressive.
First off, layoff.
She's never lost a trial.
I don't know
if you guys noticed.
Who's the other horse that's like that? That we kind of labeled him as a Mr. Trials Knight.
Oh God! What's that horse's name?
You have a grudge against because he beat your horse that one big night. Can you remember the
Diddlehead.
Oh, yeah, Diddlehead, yeah. Mr. Trials.
I just kind of wiped Diddlehead out of my mind, so I don't even think about that horse.
Yeah, but yeah, good tab on Matilda Check. So what do you like for third? That's the same two, 8-1.
I have 2-8-1.
Yeah.
Kavian Corona second. He was a monster as a 2-year-old. As a 3-year-old, he went to Ludoso, but he did okay.
Yeah.
I had heard he lost a couple pounds, so came back to Lozal, worked out nicely. It was an okay workout, like George said. And then for third, I went with a big little lady.
Yeah,
she's been racing well the whole year. It's just the last two races. She's been regressing, in my opinion. She broke through the gate last race, but mm-hmm. she's still top level.
Yeah, she is. I think
2-8-1.
Yeah. So Curtis,
I went 2-8-1. Same numbers. I'm hoping Matilda Check after that last 300-yard stakes win there. I mean, looked really well against some quick breaking horses there, and went 15-30. We know this horse loves the distance, so you know, no problem getting that 400 yards. Hasn't put up some of the times that KV and Corona has run in the past, but I'm hoping she can just get out there. Maybe KV and Corona isn't quite the same. And then I like A Political Lady there for third. As Mr. LaSalle said, has been running in her sharp form that we had seen during her win streak there, but maybe just a little time off and hopefully get back.
All right, so no surprise for me as well. I'll pick Matilda Check on top. I was impressed with that win off the layoff, and given how clean she broke, she can tend to get a few strides to get into rolling, but she got rolling early and she crushed there. So I'll go 2-1-8 in the 7th race. Race 8, the final trial of the night. Again, 400 yards. Actually, two more races. Yeah. Two more trials, excuse me. We got a field of 9. The morning favorite is Chance to Fire. Is that the horse to beat, George?
He's the horse to beat, but I'm going to try to beat
him. Ooh, I like this.
He always finds ways to lose, and then one of my angles is always trying to bet against Walk the Fires coming back quick. So he's coming off, in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So I went with a horse with some upside. I went with Famous Ahad. I took a shot with that one. The horse looks like he can go 400 yards. There's nobody else. I really like Yankee. Looks like he regressed.
Mm-hmm.
The only other horse I thought maybe the shot, if you're going to play a pick horse, is Ray Donovan, the 3. He's shown some flashes of ability, and mm-hmm. he's drawn pretty good. There's 2 slow breakers next to him. So that's my third pick. I have an 8-6-3.
All right, yeah, I do agree with Ray Donovan. That could be a sneaky price at 8-1. I have him as my third choice as well. But Mr. LaSalle, what's your top 3 in race 8?
My top 3 is 6-3-8. with a chance to fire. Mm-hmm. He was a colt as a 2-year, I believe, and they gelded him this year. So my guess is they're pointing towards the Super Derby.
Yeah.
So I'm going with him on top of Nicasio's on for the first time, going from Cody to Nicasio. I like that. He's a gate breaker, so he should break him on top, and he should. I believe he's the best horse in this field. For Ray Donovan, this horse rides well for Ayala. He's not the best breaker, but he always tries hard. Did okay at Ridoso, but
so tough to run.
So tough over there. Yeah. I mean, so I went for second, I went Ray Donovan, and for third, I went with the 8 Famous and Hot. This filly breaks so fast. I just don't think she'll last the 400 yards.
Yeah, so we'll see. I agree. Famous and Hot could be a good price at post time. I think Chance Fire is going to get over a bet, but that gelding made up a ton of ground last time out in the PC Creature 8 Derby. So, Curtis, top three here?
I went 5-6-3. I'm going with your old horse.
Yes, I like that.
The blinker's back on. Here. And this horse hasn't been breaking, and in the work it had on October 2nd.
Why are you trying to get me just to jump back on Yankee right now?
I've been burned so many times on Chance to Fire, you know, who I picked for a second, that I'm hoping just to bet against it this time.
Is your Yankee?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm always waiting for Chance to Fire to break through it and win a big one, and just keeps teasing me. But I'm hoping Yankee can just break a little better. Chance to Fire, like I said, sometimes won't break either. I don't think the 4 total change is that good of a horse, so hopefully Yankee can get in there and finish well. Chance to Fire again, a really nice horse is always there and, qualifies and can run with the best of them. Just lacks that needed late kick there at the end. But I think we'll still be tough in this field. And then for third, Ray Donovan, qualified for the Winter Derby this year earlier. Like Mr. LaSalle said, runs well for Ayala. Just toss out the Ruidoso races, I think, and just get back here to Los Alamos and hopefully run good again.
I can't disagree your picks. I'm just slightly flipping them. I am going 6-5-3, but pretty much we're all seeing the ball pretty down the middle as far as the main horses in that race. So, all right, final trial of the night, race 9. We got a field of 8. Black Friday, 2-1 on the outside. Mooney Blues, even money in the inside. Is it a 2-horse race on the stretch, George?
It should be. They should be at least, I would think, like,
yeah,
length clear. Mooney Blues, she's just so consistent, and she's tiny, and she just flies out of there.
I know.
She runs so hard. She's, she's punching above her weight, with that her frame, but she can get that 400. I don't know if she can get 440.
I know.
But 400, she can get there, and she's consistent. Same, like, the times are all right there, right same there. Time over and over. You know what she's going to do. And I'm not sure Black Friday, especially since it's a trial, is going to be all out. So I think Mooney Blues just pop in front and then just hang on by about half a length.
Yeah, she surprised me there, how good she's been at 400 yards considering her frame. Every time I look at her, I'm like, she's got to get tired. And she just doesn't. She just keeps on going. So top three again, recap?
It's Mooney Blues the 1, Black Friday for 2nd. And then I think it's a toss-up between 5, 6, and 7. Whoever gets the trip gets 3rd. But I'll go with, if I have to, I'll go with My Fairy Cartel.
All right, Mr. LaSalle, top three here?
I'm going against Mooney Blues. I'm going with a political stone.
I like this.
Yeah, you throw out the last race. He wiped out the whole field.
Yeah, he did.
He broke so bad. So you could just toss that race out. And the Golden State Derby was impressive. He actually beat Mooney Blues in that race. Mm-hmm. Just the Cartel won. He's a monster. So you can't argue that. So if this horse breaks straight, I believe he'll be winning this race. For 2nd, I went with Mooney Blues. She's
a gauge speed.
She's been improving each race. She's never won on the outside. That's why I didn't go with her on top. She gets the rail now. But like George said, she breaks so fast. She's going to be winning the race until maybe the last 100 yards.
All right.
And for 3rd, I went with Black Friday.
Yeah.
Eddie Garcia doesn't really use the horses.
I know. That's what worries me.
So he's going to qualify him, but he has outside pulls, so he's going to run good.
And that's what worries me here. So I'll give you my top three right off the bat. 8-1-6. I'm clicking Black Friday on the outside just because of the outside post. But you got to respect Mooney Blues, and then the 6-8 political stone for me could also be in the mix of things. But Curtis, top three here?
Same order, 8-1-6.
Ooh, look at this.
I'm hoping Eddie rides Black Friday.
Just all ride the way this horse, Eddie.
And hoping Mooney Blues maybe has a little trouble down there along the inside. And the 6A Political Stone, when he puts it all together, he can be right there with the best of them. So we'll see what happens during the night.
Prediction? Fastest qualifier? Is it
just
the cartel, right?
Yeah, I think it's his world in the three-year division right now.
He looks like a T-Rex out there. He looks like one of those Clydesdale racing against tiny quarter horses. That's what it looks like. All right, we switched the program to Sunday. We're recording this on Friday before the races. It's right around 5:58 p.m. post time. So we got about 30 minutes for the 10 trials. So we'll go rapid fire. So we'll talk top pick, and then we'll give the top two a little bit of love underneath. So rapid fire session here. 10 trials. Looking forward to it. We got locks of the night for every single one of the people here in attendance tonight. And we'll, of course, announce them as they get through. But first trial of the night, George, Field of Eight, Tequila Sangria, 8-5 off of that big debut win. Is she the real deal?
She's good, but I'm going to go with the more seasoned horse. I'm going to go with Dexter.
I like that.
He's done good for me. Mm-hmm. And I like the breeding. 400 should be no issue. And especially with the outside, for a lightly raised horse, they might veer out, get lost out there. And Dexter's professional. I think he'll just outrun her.
All right, Dexter on top. Who's your two underneath horses?
The 8, Tequila Sangria, and then the 5, Special Course.
All right, Mr. LaSalle. Topic?
Same topic, Dexter.
Ooh, an agreement rough, right off the bat.
Rough trip, Lester, and he finished with interest against the top two-year-old favorite, Wise Lady. So I think this field is not that hard as his last trip against favorite Wise Lady and Parson Rocket.
Yeah.
So I went with Dexter, and then second, I went Tequila Sangria, a solid debut. She's a small filly. She gets the outside again, so she has that advantage. And then with the 5 Special, of course, rough debut, but he was he's well bred, and he was 100,000 in the South. So I give him the third spot.
All right. So recap top three. What are the numbers?
3, 8, 5.
Curtis, top three here.
I'm going 8, Tequila Sangria. I waited so long for this filly debut that I might as well pick her again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that impressive debut. Draws the outside here again. Looks pretty sharp. Ayala rides this horse over the 1, Teller He's Famous, who I picked for a second here. Ramon Sanchez gets aboard. I think this horse is really going to love the 400 yards because he's been finishing every time. And in that Ruidoso outing, you know, for the All-American trials, ran really game at the 440-yard distance. Didn't really beat, you know, very good rivals that day, but still hung in there. And I think coming back to Los Al stumbled. In the return and still got up for second. Draws inside, I think should be pretty tough. And then I went 3, Dexter for third.
Ooh, I like that. All right, so before I give my top three, how about we do a friendly wager? We put pizza on the line. Why don't we put a pizza on the line between the four of us?
Fair enough.
The last place finisher of all four of us.
Pizza? Yeah, so pizza. I'm on the hook for
two.
Pizza.
You can be on the hook for two. Because Professor G. All right, so
much pressure.
So what are we doing it? How are we grading it? By same thing?
Yeah, might as well just go same consensus rules. I
would so recap the rules.
So you get 3 picks, and with your top pick wins, you get the win price. Second horse wins, you get place. Third horse wins, you get the show. And then you get the bonuses if you do hit exact as in order. And if you hit the try all the way, you get half of the try.
Yeah, all right. So we'll do it that way. We'll recap again. So, again, the last place finisher between all four of us buys pizza next time. All right, my release here, I love this horse. I was against this horse on debut. I love this horse tonight. I'm talking about the 5 Special, of course. I was against him that night because Chocolatito was my lock of the night that night and crushed. I just thought Special, of course, needed a few strides to get out of the gate in the workout and kind of got off slow on debut, got bumped, horrible trip, but I was still surprised this horse got off for third. I like the gallop out. I think stretching out to 400 yards is going to be a plus. So Special, of course, on top for me, 8-1. I'm already salivating thinking about the price there that I can get. But I'll go 5, 8, 3. No surprises there. Tequila Sangria and Dexter. All right, race number 2, second trial of the night, Field of 8. Morning night favorite is going to be – oh, you caught my eye there, race number, post number 7. Mike Castleman. George, who'd you pick here?
Yeah, I was surprised you caught my eye as a favorite. I thought it'd be Red Hawk Cartel. But
yes.
This race seems like this is where you can get a price, I feel. There's a lot of – inconsistent horses, so I went with the most consistent one, which was You Caught My Eye. Got the best jockey, Isn't run solid? I'd say he runs about 1995. I don't know if anybody else can go that fast. For second, I chose Red Heart Cartel. And then as a price horse, even though it looks bad on paper the last three races, I like Just Curling. I know that horse can go 400 all day. So it just needs the trip.
Yeah. So recap numbers.
It's a 7-4-2.
All right, Mr. LaSalle, who's your top pick here?
My top pick is the four Red
Heart. Ooh, Yankees Fool Brother. Yankees Fool Brother here.
This big Colt, he's coming off a short rest from the Breeders' Futurity. He broke out badly, lost a lot of ground, but he finished nicely from the outside. I'm going to give him the edge. I went for second. I went with the five, El Saucito. Mm-hmm. He broke okay and was gaining on a horse that that's a top two-year-old, in my opinion.
Yeah, well. Jess Macho Corona.
Yeah, he's he was gaining ground on him at the end, so he gets a Eduardo Nicasio on board. And with the three, third place, I went with the seven, you caught my eye.
Yeah.
She's just consistent, and she qualified for the Governor's Futurity, and she ran nice there. So
she almost won that race.
She almost won that, yeah.
25-1.
So right. My order is 4-5-7.
4-5-7 for Mr. LaSalle. Curtis?
I went 4-7-3. Red Hot Cartel for first. I think definitely going to be the best finisher in the field. Just a matter of this horse can get the start that it needs. Then you caught my eye. Solid horse. I just not really impressed over the top with him, but I think he'll be right there at the end. And then I went to the three Miss Talk slot here for Paul Jones. Coming back to LaSalle, just shifted in and bumped at the start. And he gets some really nice horses there in the last one. But before that, was competitive in Ruidoso and ran against a lot of top horses like the Bald Eagle and Flying Cowboy 1-2-3, and is drawn between two slow horses early in Jess Curlin and Red Hawk Cartel.
All right, recap the numbers.
4-7-3.
I'll go 5-7-6 here. El Saucito is going to be my top pick. He was kind of – he almost kind of stood in the gate. If you watch that replay, he was off slow, but he finished nicely to get up for second. Nobody was winning, beating the winner that night, but I think El Saucito – good. It's going to like the 400 yards. And then I'll go 7-6 underneath. You caught my eye there. Governor's Cup finalists. And the six Golden Boy, Gonza there, broke out, drifted out, and just finished second by a neck in a good outing off the layup. So 5-7-6 for me in race number two. Race number three, Field of Eight. Morning night favorite. It's going to be Flash and Roll by Justice Mitch at 9-5. The second choice is Specialty Crest PYC. George, you've been pretty good as far as hinting what horse from Ruidoso could run big. You like Bodacious Eagle and the championship. Is one of these two Ruidoso invaders on your top pick?
I'm using one and chucking the other.
Oh, I like this.
I'm going with Flash and Roll. I try to find reasons not to like him.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really love the work, but then like the horse Money All Day that he beat last time won a trial in Will Rogers and then ran fourth in the final. So the form held up of that race. Just Famous came back, won another trial as well, but didn't qualify the final. So I chose Flash and Roll. And I just think especially Trace is just in between two fast horses, so he might get shuffled back.
Uh-huh.
I don't like picking horses right next to each other.
That always gets me
nervous.
One
always gets the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with Flash and Roll. I took a long shot, Jess Motions for second. She has the outside. Usually when I see where most of the horses are good are on the inside and there's one only okay horse on the outside, I'll take that horse for second because he's going to get the clean trip.
Yes.
So I price horse for second, not necessarily on top, but for tries, I would use Just Motion. And then for third, I chose Majestic Mr. Perry.
Majestic Mr. Perry, 4-1 for Jaime Gomez. So you're going to go 2-7-4, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 2-7-4. Mr. LaSalle, top pick here?
Top pick number three, especially. I went with this horse. He's improving every start. He's going against tough competition in Ruidoso, a tempting stone, and I'm just Special V. Those horses that qualified for some futurities over there.
Yeah.
The workout was super impressive, in my opinion. Jesus Ayala stays on. He's going to break him on top, in my opinion. So for a second, I went with Majestic Mr. Perry.
Okay.
He was a scratch, I believe, in the...
I think so. In the trials, right?
In the futurity, I believe.
No, the finals. Yeah, in the finals.
He was a scratch. So they're bringing him back for the...
For the Golden State, yeah.
Golden State Futurity Trials. This horse, coming from Ruidoso, he ran nice on the trial, so going with him second. And for third, Razzle Dazzle. She's She's pretty inconsistent, but she ran huge last time.
It's tough to ignore that win last time out.
Yeah, it's tough to ignore. I mean, you don't know what her best performance was last race, so you have to include her. So I went with her third.
All right,
so
recap.
My order was 3, 4, 6.
All right, Curtis, top three.
I went to 3, especially Trace P.
Oh, I like this. See, you're my man.
And I was going against the horse that Mr. Losau and I have talked about, Flash and Roll, all year long. Mm-hmm. I mean, we really love this horse out of state. But it really came down to the works for me between the 2 and the 3. I thought the 3 worked really well on September 22nd. And Flash and Roll got outworked by Apolitical Pence, who is a good horse, but I don't think is a great horse. And to me, the Flash and Roll I know would have beat Apolitical Pence. So I went 3, 2, and then the 5, just glance. Out of state, I didn't even really look at this horse.
Mm-hmm.
But since coming to the barn of Chris O'Dell, put up a big number that first time, and hopefully the extra distance will be in this horse's favor.
That was a head-scratching win for me for Just Glance. It just came out of nowhere, I think, and went off at a big price at 7-1 last time out, winning for Chris O'Dell. But I'm not going to be any creative here. I'm going to go 3-2-6. I think I really like the work out of the 3, especially Tress. I like the win at Ruidoso last time out. So I'll go 3-2-6 here with Razzle Dazzle's big win last time out, being a confidence booster. All right, race number 4. By the way, I just refreshed my screen. Dodgers are losing 4-1 at the bottom of the first already.
You better put out a jinx tweet right now.
Wow. Man, I'm already sweating right now. What the heck is going on? Dodgers losing 4-1 at the bottom of the first. All right, focus here.
What a monster race is.
All right, race number 4 here. Field of 8. Morning Night Favorite is going to be Wicked Affair. Even money here. And it looks like the horse to beat. George, did you pick Wicked Affair on top?
Yeah, this is a really good race. Like, these races, they might not have a lot of horses, but they're really deep in contention. Like, this race right here, you can argue there's 4 possible qualifiers in this race. And the 1 through, they're all drawn next to each other. That's the problem. I went with Wicked Affair. Fresh, gets Ayala. The horse is just really professional. And then draws outside the main rival, which is a big advantage. And Proud Fair has been... He actually broke really good last time, but he's not necessarily reliable on a quick start. So I went with Wicked Affair on top, Powerful Favorite for second because he's a good finisher. Then I went with Jess Macho Corona for third. But I wouldn't ignore Fast Track Required in the slots because he looked really good last time. He broke out. He looked like he got a little lost out there, and he still won. So the 400 would be no problem, especially considering he's full to Firing Tools, who qualified for the Champion of Champions last year.
So, yeah. So, I agree with all the handicap there that you talked about. So, you go 2-1 and 3? 2-1-4. 2-1-4-3. Yeah, for the super. Yeah. All right, Mr.
LaSalle? I'm going against my favorite 2-year-old.
Yes.
Oh, favorite.
You're going against your 2-year-old? Yeah. I mean, it's like you almost own this 2-year-old.
Yeah, I've been talking about this horse the whole year. Yeah. And I have to go against him with Wicked Affair. I think
take notice with that, people. If he's going against Powerful,
this
favorite,
is hurting him.
Wicked
I can,
Affair must be super alive.
I can tell him he's hurting inside. He's picking against Powerful Favorite.
To go against that horse, but Wicked Affair. She's like George said. She's a professional. She's so good. She's improving every start. Her workout. She stumbled and she still worked the 1770. So Ayala just has to break her and she'll take care of business.
All right, so what are you going to do? 2-1-4. 2-1-4.
One Powerful Favorite. Yeah. He's been my favorite 2-year-old this year. I like the breeding Fair Cartel out of Remember Rose. She's been throwing a lot of good babies out. And with the 4, Jess Macho Corona. Cody Jensen didn't really use this horse at all.
It wasn't her big hold. Yeah.
And so he has a big chance to win this race as well if Cody gets him out.
Actually, I agree with you. 2-1-4. Those are my top 3. I'll reveal them already. Curtis, who'd you like here?
A little bit different order. I went Wicked Affair on top, and then the 4, just Macho Corona. Just to break up the 1-2 exactly, because Wicked Affair tends to go in, so maybe if she breaks out or breaks fast and then goes in on Powerful Favorite, kind of gets over on him a little. Just Macho Corona could have clear running, and Just Macho Corona gave Waver Down and Wicked Affair a pretty good run in the Ed Burke Million. And comes back with that nice allowance non-winners of 2 race. So hopefully I can get a 2-4-1 and break up the chalk exactly.
All right. Chalky for me as well. 2-1-4. Nothing more to add to those 3 runners. Race number 5, Field of 8, Lethal Lil, the Ruidoso Invader. This is a previously released podcast pick from Reynoso. 9-5 on the morning line. George, is this going to be your pick or not?
Yeah, I'm going with the chalk here. Got a good post. It's, first off the mountain with Odell. Odell's been firing off cylinders. Eduardo gets on. Plus, I don't really – there's some good horses here, but I just don't see anybody with talent enough to qualify for the final. I think Lethal does have the ability to qualify. So with that post, I went with the 8, Lethal Loafer first. Bail Check, who's shown – I know this horse is better than shown.
Yes.
Always for sure. In and out. Well, if you look at the pattern, he's one good one, one bad one, so this should be the good one. Get Saul, who's been riding pretty good, so he's outside of the other horse I like is Just Flashy. That's the reason I chose Bail Check over Just Flashy, because he was on the outside of her. So mine would be 8-6-5.
8-6-5 for George. Mr. LaSalle, top three here?
Top three is 5-8-1. I went with Just Flashy on top. I believe this is Felix Gonzalez's best two-year-old. He does well with two-year-olds. This year he's winning at a high percentage. She's been racing phenomenal the whole year.
Yeah.
She last race she threw her head and she from the rail and she still ended up winning. So
big effort.
If she seems to get out the gate straight, she'll contend. The connections are really high on her. So
yeah,
I'm gonna go with the 5 on top. Lethal Lil for second. Yeah, he's been riding excellent at Reynoso. Qualified for the Rainbow Futurity. Came second to MM4 in the morning.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Talking to Curtis about that horse. So. Yeah. This is a filly. I didn't know she was a filly. A lot of people are thinking this is a male horse, but this filly seems to run.
Yeah,
she gets I say girl or guy.
Yeah.
I say that's the one thing
me
that
too.
You can knock me on.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to. I always notice like if she's a female or male, but like you said, it's all right.
All right. And third,
I went with the one, my mystery lover.
Oh, okay.
Gets Ayala, ran huge from the one last time against Reynoso Invaders and. Ayala will give this horse an edge as well. So I went with 5-8-1.
Curtis, top three here?
I went 8-5-1. Lethal Lil on the outside. You know, I just considered this horse a top 5 2-year-old out of state. You know, runs really game every time. Distance is going to be no problem. Then I'm going to the 5, Just Flashy, who I know will be there early. You know, I usually pick this horse every time. I might have some questions about going 400 yards. That could be my only knock, but we'll see, you know. You got to run it first. And then I'm going to the one, my mystery lover, who ran well in the LaSalle debut along the inside. Nicasio, ops to ride, Lethal Lil on the outside, but you get Ayala in a replacement, so should be ready to go.
All right, I'll go 8-2-5. I think the 2 Capital Girl can make a big run here for second behind Estoline there in that big security trial. Final eighth of that race was 9.54, so comes out of a very fast final eighth type of race. So 8-2-5 here for me. Just Flashy, like we talked about, 3-4 lifetime, tipped her hand with that big debut win back in May. But Lethal Lil coming in from Reynoso is going to be my pick here. So 8-2-5. Race number 6, field of 7. We got a 6-5 favorite on the outside, Mr. 8 Political. But terrific first down, a horse that is now coming off of a sharp allowance win is slight second choice at 7-5. Who'd you go here with, George?
Yeah, this is another 2-horse race. Yeah, you have Remembering Rose, who's like the dominant mare. And there's also the one just as good as Terrific Energy, and she comes out with another good one here with Terrific First Down. Has done nothing wrong after the first race. Just been incredible. It's hard to pick against Mr. Apolitical after that last effort, but I think she might be just good enough. And then she's drawn well. Like even though he has the outside and she doesn't. She's next to 2 slower horses. Like the 4, it was 75% thoroughbred.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, this is the first time I've ever seen somebody that.
The Kentucky Derby winner, Oliver Dreaming.
Yeah, it's just. So I went, she has the upside. She's fresh. Odell fires fresh. So I went with her on top, slightly over a Mr. Apolitical. And then I took the 75% favorite thoroughbred on Always Dreaming, the 4. For third.
All right. So he's going with 3-7-4. Mr. LaSalle?
Same order, 3-7-4. Terrific first down. I was debating between the 3 and the 7 as well. I couldn't until right now that I got here. I went with the 3. This filly, she just closes so fast. She had a powerful closing kick at the end, and if she gets out, she's in a close heart. So that's why I give her the edge. She's the 7 is not that big in size. That's why I went with the 3. So the 7 for second, Mystery Political. This horse scratched his last outing. But before that, he romped against a less field, I guess, less competitive field. Yeah. So I went with the 7 for second. And for third, the 4, Always Dreaming. So this horse is... she's gonna be closing at the end, and coming back from Ridoso, she came second to Flying Cowboy 123, who's a top 2-year-old from over there. So,
and she's also a Kentucky bred. She just to add more to the mix, so this kind of thing. So, both of you guys agree with your top 3, Curtis. Top 3 here.
I went 3-7-2. Okay. Terrific first down there in the number 1 spot. I think that race 2 outs back. That's more something you see out of the Terrific Energy family, you know, finishing well and going 15-65, but then comes back and goes 15-40. So I think that's really impressive for that family. Gonna love the 400. Then you go to the 7, Mr. Apolitical, who's been really special all year, you know, qualified for the Ed Berg and came back, went 16-72 there. You know, beat Pull the Trigger, who I think is a really good horse for Doc Allred. And then the 2, I went to Bestest for Mike or for Justin Joyner. Here making the second start at Los Al, and ran second to my mystery lover on the Los Al debut. But I really think this is just a 2-horse race between the 3 and the 7.
Yeah, there's nothing more that I could tell you about the top 2. But I did put him with the 7 on top. I'll go 7-3, and then the 6, the Dibba's Dynasty, is going to be my third choice here for Paul Jones. Kind of a little bit bobbled out of the gate there, but had a clear path and was just part of a bank blanket finish there to finish third. So I like that effort from the 6. So I'll go 7-3-6. All right, we're down to the last 3 trials of the night. Field of...
Last 4.
Oh, yeah, last 4, excuse me. So the pick 4 begins right here. Field of 8 set to post, but since we got a race number 7, I'm gonna tease you guys a little bit right off the bat. This is going to be my lock of the night. Right here. Lock of the night in race number 7, but I'm going to make you guys wait for it.
Oh, my George. God.
George, I'll let you go first. Top 3 here.
This race, I wasn't that confident in. I don't know, I like the favorite, Ali Bayfus. I think that horse does not want to go 400. And so I went with one horse I know for sure wants to go 400, which is BF Farmhand. I'm just hoping he breaks clean.
Yep.
And I know he's going to be able. He's gonna be the fastest closer. So I'm just hoping he breaks clean and he gets there. Ayala should be do his best. See, I think that's who I like. For second, I would go with one Ruthless Eagle outside. Normally, the second off the mound is negative, but this horse ran July, so he might have been here more than a couple months already. So I don't know exactly when he was here. So it might not be such a negative. He had trouble last time, finished okay. This is the goal of the trial, so I think that was just an outing over the track. So and he got a good pose, gets Sanchez again. So I went 5-8, and then I had to choose a horse for third. I would either choose Transcend or Ali Bayfus. I just went with the consistent, proven Ali Bayfus for third. So I went 5-8-6.
All right. Mr. LaSalle, top 3 here.
I went with 5-1-8.
Ooh.
My top pick, BF Farmhand. This horse doesn't seem to break at all. So, but the race before, he broke okay. So I'm hoping there's some improvement as far as gate coming out the gates with Ayala. And this horse is closed, it's hard. So I went with him on top. For a second, I went with Transcend. He ran huge from the rail against Jess Sendit, who recently won up the charity here. This horse seems to grab like the last 100 yards. So he's going to be closing hard with Vinny Bednar. He's riding well right now. And for third, I went with the 8-1 Ruthless Eagle.
Yeah, Chad.
Sanchez is on for the second time with this horse, and he ran okay. He was I saw the head on for his last race. He was kind of swerving.
Yeah, kind of weird action there.
So if he seems to run straight, he'll be competing for the win. So I went with 5-1-8.
Curtis, top 3 here.
I went 5-6-8. Yeah, Farmhand. Like they said, you know, just a horse that loves to close. So you know, gonna love the 400-yard distance. Question is, can Ayala get this horse out cleanly? Then I'm going to go to the 6, Ali Bayfus, who I respect, but I think is a horse that is going to run its race, but I think is beatable at the same time. You know, I don't think it's in the upper level of horses, so I'll take a shot in beating it. And then for third, 1 Ruthless Eagle draws outside. you know, had that start over the low style track there, and then ran third by a neck. You know, the foes weren't that tough, but it did lose its footing at the start and broke in, so I'll give it another shot on the outside post.
You tossed my lock of the night? You don't have my lock of the night.
Which is a horse that I've loved in the past.
Yes.
But it just burned me too many times, so I had to go against it.
Transcend is going to be my lock of the night from the inside post here for Scott Willoughby. I just love the way this gelding finished. At one point, it kind of looked like Vinny was thinking, oh, I'm down by almost two lengths. I'm just going to finish third. But then he really kicked it on in the last 50 yards or so. He galloped out strong through the lane. So Transcend there, I think he's going to love the 400 yards. Then I go 6 and 5 for second and third, Ali Bay Foos. I respect that this horse already raced against a few stakes company caliber horses. And then B.F. Parham is going to be closing there late under Jesus Ayala. So 1, 6, 5, lock of the night for me, Transcend from the rail. Race them right. We've got a field of 8 here set to go. Morning Night Favorite is going to go to Wave Her Down. Edberg Milling winner back in June. George, is she the horse to beat?
I think she is, and that's who is my top pick. I think last year, PJ did this with KVN Corona. He ran him in these trials, and he was going to skip the final and actually ran in the final because it's hard to turn down that money. But I think that's what he was doing, Wave Her Down. He didn't want to wait from June to October to run her. So I think he just wanted to give her a race. So I'm not going to take too much out of that race and see maybe she's regressing them. Her other races were so good. I'm going to give her a pass on that one. So I think she's just the best horse in this race. Chocatito has a lot of upside, well-bred horse. That's who I picked for second. And then the Invader, the runaway favorite for third. I've been hearing about this horse for a few months.
Yeah.
So I had to choose a third because there's nobody else I see.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, nothing more than that. So you go 7, 4, and 1, right?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Losello, top three here.
My top three is.
Wait, I got notes here that says you got a lock of the night right here.
Yeah, my lock of the night is here, and it's not the favorite Waiver. Oh. I'm going against her. I'm going with the fourth,
Chocolatito. Yeah.
This horse is on the improve. His last race was so impressive. His gallop out was huge. If you take a look at the replay, yep. He was gallop out nicely. If Vinny breaks him on top, he's gonna blow by them, in my opinion. For Waiver Down, I don't think she likes racing between horses. That's why I didn't give her the edge on top. So for Chocolatito, I think he's improving his third start this year. He gets my top pick for the second 7 Waiver Down. She's proven already. She won the Edberg Futurity, yep. So she's a proven horse. I don't think she likes racing between horses.
That's
so
gonna be her main thing.
That's her main thing. And for third, the runaway favorite.
Yeah.
I like this horse since Ridoso. He's asking for distance. I would like him to run in 4:40. But I'll give him the edge for third place here. So my top picks are 4, 7, and 1.
Curtis?
I went 7, 4, 1. George talked me into Waiver Down, you know, checking out that last race. You know, so second time off the layoff because we were talking about who was probably the favorite coming in.
Yeah.
I said Wicked Affair. But, you know, Waiver Down, you just throw out that last one and you know, she's been undefeated before that and ultra sharp. Draws a good outside post. And then I went to the 4, Chocolatito, who was a horse we liked from the worst. You know, looked like he could finish in the debut, just had too much trouble there. And then Vinny hopped aboard last time out and ran a really nice 15:57 drawing away from him. And then I went to the 1, the runaway favorite, coming in from Ruidoso. Yeah, Mr. Losal and I were actually talking about this horse last week. We were wondering where he was going to run next.
Yeah.
And he pops up here in the Golden State trial. The only knock I had was I didn't like the work on this
Me
horse.
Me too. And, that was my main notes on that.
Yeah, I didn't like the 12 say. He didn't look very comfortable going on the track.
He looked like he was hopping on the track. Nothing really
was. Yeah, and I thought that he would do a lot better. In my opinion, the runaway favorite should probably put up at least a 12:20. And draws the rail, which I'm not a big fan of, but you know he might just go out there and run a big effort. But I think I can trust Waiver Down and Chocolatito a bit more.
So we'll have to see how, especially Tress, runs earlier in the car because the runaway favorite was outworked by especially Tress in that workout. But it hurts me to pick against Waiver Down because she made me so much money in the Edberg Million.
You're kidding me.
Yes.
You're gonna go against her?
Yes. It hurts my heart. But I am going Chocolatito,
nice.
Who was my lock of the night last time out and crushed.
Nice.
So I'm going to pick Chocolatito on top, Wafer down for second, and the runaway favorite for third. So no real more notes to add for me for those three. So that's race number eight. There's two races left. You know what time it is, Curtis?
Lily Daily Double!
And let's power through. We got just a few minutes to get through these two races, so we'll go rapid fire here. Field of seven, George, top pick. Who's going to be?
Pick favorite Wise Lady. She yeah. can't beat herself, though. She gets a little wild for Cody. So he's going to be he's gonna need full
hands
attention.
Full, yeah.
yeah, he's going to have his hands full with that one. But she is the most talented in the field. I went with Miss KO, another horse I feel has
like
not
that.
Shown all that she can do for Guillen. So
yeah,
I went
her full
four,
potential.
1-7. The seven has shown some ability, has a good post. Is, you know, I'm just taking it because it has a good post.
Yeah.
They'll avoid trouble, and she might clunk up for third.
And she stamped herself as a horse to watch on debut, and she just kind of has a –
Yeah, I was disappointed by
yeah,
that
couple
comeback
of,
effort.
Yeah, a couple of good outings and a couple of bad outings. So the numbers again?
It's 4-1-7.
All right, Mr. LaSalle, top three here?
Top three, 4-2-7.
Mm.
I went with the four favorite Wise Lady. I believe this is Cody Jensen's best two-year-old, so he should give his best ride with this horse and qualifying her. She should win if she comes out okay. She should win easy. For second, I went with the two Pretty Fancy Dude. This horse is improving, qualified for the Breeders' Fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
He ran well from the outside, huge effort. So I give him the second spot. And for third, number seven, Fast Amanda Rose. She gets the outside post, and she's had trouble coming out the gates, bumped her last two starts. So she gets an outside post. So I give her the edge for third.
All right. Numbers again?
4-2-7.
Curtis, I just refreshed my screen. The Dodgers are down 5-1 in the bottom of the second.
Oh my. Are you going to be okay on the second night, or is Sarge going to have to take over?
Sarge is going to have to run the ship tonight. Wow. 5-1, bottom of the second. The Dodgers at Milwaukee. Curtis, I have some notes here. Okay.
This might be one of the easiest winners of the night here. I'm going for the four favorite Wise
George,
lady.
Are you surprised?
No.
Unbelievable. Disrespect these guys give me. First time on the show. But anyway, before I so rudely interrupted,
yeah.
Favorite Wise Lady, you know, has run lights out races, almost came back to beat powerful favorite there in the Governor's Cup Maturity. I think just outclasses this field. I'm going to go with the two Pretty Fancy Dude, who I think is another one that runs solid races, but
yep.
I don't know if he can hang with the four. And then I'm going to go to the seven, Fast Amanda Rose, who we really liked at the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
A quick-breaking filly. I don't know if she's going to love the 400 yards, but hopefully just the outside post and being to the outside of a horse that just won a 16-claimer, you know, she can get in the clear and hopefully hold on there.
All right, so that's Curtis Lock of the Night, favorite Wise Lady from post number four. I'm going to pick the one, Miss KO, on top, 8-1 for Ricardo Guillen. I just feel we haven't seen the best of her just yet. She has shown ability there, but she needs a way to get away with a clean trip. And I think she's going to be a good value at 8-1. The three, Corona by Corona, another one that can get out of the gate well here for Paul Jones. It's going to be my second choice. And for third, I'll go with favorite Wise Lady. But it's going to be a tricky race. You know, I told you before we recorded, races 9 and 10 were kind of the iffy legs for me.
Yeah.
But I'll go with a bit of a price here with
going
Miss
against
KO.
Curtis's
yeah, I know. This is going to be interesting.
Nice.
Yeah. No respect for Wager Wise Lady on my count.
Right. I can take it all.
Ooh, that could be like a big consensus boost, because if no one's picking for the chalk, you can sweep up right there.
Yeah.
All right. Final race of the night here. Checking it out. Field of eight. Morning Nine is going to be Conquering Marie at slight choice of 5-2. But I've got some notes here, George, that says that you got your lock of the night coming up in race number 10. Are you going with the chalk?
No, never.
Okay.
I'm not going to give out the chalk lock like some other people here.
I give out winners. All
right. That's right. That's right.
All right. I don't want to give out losers. I want to give out winners.
George, who's going to be your lock?
I'm hoping there's a pick six carryover so I can single this one. I'm going to go with favorite motion. I really like
yeah.
the effort debut. Troubled, it ran a really tough allowance race. That was basically a trial, if you saw the field.
Yeah, correct.
Parson Rocket was on that field, had the outside. If you look at his PPs, he's an in and outer. So this one, he should break slow. I can't trust him. Conquering Me's professional should break faster than him, and then he'll give him trouble. So I think Fair Motion just on the outside cruising should be able to just run him down. That horse can finish. Favorite Cartel's Life 400. It checks all the boxes for me. It's outside post, good jock. Flores always qualifies one in these finals. Yes. He had Ape a Little Stone last year. I think this is his horse this year, Fair Motion. I'm going Fair Motion on top. I'm going to take a price in First Lady Perry for Castleman. I like Castleman always sneaks one in
yes,
in
I know.
The trial. Yeah. So this is one I think can with Ayala. That's usually what he does it with. So this horse had to keep having trouble. It's bred well to handle the 400. Then I'm going with Parsons Rocket for third. Probably going to break slow, have trouble, and then come up running late. But it's not going to be good enough to catch Fair Motion.
Another gelding by Terrific Energy there, the four Parsons Rocket. So you go 8-2-4, right?
Yes.
8-2-4. Mr. LaSalle, top three here?
Top three, 8, 6, and 2. I went with Fair Motion on top as well. This is Flores' best two-year-old, in my opinion. So he gets the outside post. He had trouble with his last race, so he kind of had to throw it out. But his debut was so impressive that with the outside post in this race, you have to take him on top. For second, I went with Symbol Faith, the number 6. This filly qualified for the Heritage Place Futurity at Remington. She ran 5th, but against solid horses. She went to Redoso. She raced in the Rainbow Juvenile, and she came to Lozelle, and she won. So she's...
Yeah.
She's doing so well. She always competes, so I went with her second. And for third, number 2, First Lady Perry, with Ayala first.
I like that too.
On. This horse seems to close well, but not the best gait speed. So with Ayala on, seeing how he's one of the best gate breakers here, see if he breaks her out.
She's going to be finishing there. So
she's gonna be finishing.
12-1 on the one end. All right, again, top three.
Top three is 8, 6, and 2.
Curtis, top three to end the night here?
I'm going with the 4 Parsons Rocket, a horse that's going to love the 400-yard distance. Just lost a favorite, Wise Lady.
Oh, so I see you're tying in the lock of the night.
Yep,
I like that.
Yep, just lost just by a head, closing in on her in the Governor's Cup brush and just didn't fire there. Time before that, beat powerful favorite, so kind of turned the tables. I know this horse is going to finish. So I'm putting him on top. And then the 6, Symbol of Faith, another horse that I know can finish. I was really impressed that this horse beat She's a Dashing PYC at the 300-yard distance last time and had almost won the Rainbow Juvenile there, going 400 there in Rio Doso. And then for third, Conquering Maria, horse I've been high on all year long. I didn't pick her in that trial outing 2 outs ago, which I should have, and then came back, got bumped at the start, put up a good effort in the finals. But I'm just going to go 4-6-3 here in the 10.
All right, for me to end the card, Favorite Motion is going to be on top for me. So 3 of us agree on the outside. Just draw a line through that effort. I think he's much better than Sean drawing the outside. It's going to be a good thing here for Favorite Motion. The 4 Parsons Rocket is going to be my second choice. I was impressed with that second place finish last time out. Rallied strong and finished closing good strides on the leader, Favorite Wise Lady. Then Conquering Marie, another one that stamped herself with as a horse to watch early on. She can run a good effort every now and then. We'll see if she can bounce back from that PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity Final in good order here for Cody Jensen and Mike Robbins. So 8-4-3 for me to end the night. Boys?
It could be an all-lock late pick 4.
We have a lock in every single all 4 legs? I think we did, right?
Yeah. Was it 7, 8, 9, 10?
Yeah, yeah. Wow, we did.
$1 pick 4, ice cold.
Yeah, that could be interesting to watch there. So watch out for those locks. All right, boys, I know we rushed the last few minutes, but thanks for joining us. Hopefully somebody's buying pizza next time out. Hopefully it's not me. I just brought some pizza down today, so get out and enjoy a slice. Are the Dodgers going to win, come back and win tonight, George?
They're not coming back tonight. They're going to win game 7.
Good. All right.
I see a Boston-LA World Series.
That's what a lot of people on Twitter want to see.
Hoping for.
Yeah.
As long as LA gets the World Series and gets beat by Boston, I'm fine with that.
All right. That's the show for tonight. Let's go back to work, and we got to get changes. I got to go down to the set. So we'll see you guys next week.
All right, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.